Texas lawmakers confirm no chance of casino legalization this year. Efforts to expand gambling in Texas have hit a roadblock as a faction of House Republicans has openly opposed any legislative attempts to legalize casinos or sports betting this session. A coalition consisting of 12 newly elected GOP members, along with three returning legislators, has taken a firm stance against these proposals. This development delivers a serious setback to the gambling industry's push for legalization in the Texas legislature. According to the Texas Tribune, three of the returning lawmakers in this coalition had previously supported an online sports betting measure in 2023. That proposal had successfully cleared the Texas House with 101 votes, surpassing the two-thirds majority needed for a constitutional amendment to advance. However, with their change in position, supporters of expanded gambling now face an uphill battle to regain the necessary votes unless they can find additional support elsewhere. In a letter directed to Representative Ken King, chair of the House State Affairs Committee, the 15 legislators urged that no time be spent debating proposals they believe have no chance of passing. They expressed certainty that the legislation lacks the votes needed for approval in the Texas House this session and requested that the committee avoid discussions on what they view as a non-starter. King's office has yet to provide a response regarding the letter. Legalizing casinos in Texas has proven to be an even tougher challenge than sports betting. In 2023, a constitutional amendment that sought to establish destination resort casinos received only 92 votes in the House, falling short of the 100 required for passage. Nine of the freshman lawmakers who signed the letter to King replaced representatives who had supported the casino initiative, further reducing the likelihood of its success. Additionally, Representative J.M. Lozano, who had previously voted in favor of both casino gambling and sports betting, has now joined the opposition, making the path to passage even steeper. Advocates for gambling expansion have attempted to sway hesitant lawmakers by emphasizing that a constitutional amendment would not automatically legalize gambling but would instead give Texas voters the chance to decide through a statewide referendum. In contrast, standard legislation can take effect without requiring a public vote, provided it is not vetoed by the governor. Despite these efforts, opposition among House Republicans remains firm. Polling conducted by the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs indicates that most Texans are in favor of gambling expansion. A statewide survey from January shows that 60% support legalized sports betting, while 73% back the establishment of destination resort casinos. Supporters argue that these numbers reflect strong public demand for legalization, even as lawmakers continue to block efforts in the legislature. Lawmakers indifferent to Las Vegas Sands support. Matt Hirsch, a representative of the Texas Destination Resort Alliance, a group backed by the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, stressed the importance of giving Texans the opportunity to vote on gambling expansion. He asserted that preventing a referendum undermines democratic principles and disregards the public's interest. Hirsch also highlighted the potential economic advantages of destination resort casinos, including job creation, increased tourism revenue, and the reduction of illegal gambling activities within the state. Las Vegas Sands has poured significant financial resources into lobbying efforts aimed at pushing casino legalization forward in Texas. The company's owner, Miriam Adelson, has invested millions into state legislative campaigns to build support among lawmakers. Despite these efforts, eight of the legislators who signed the anti-gambling letter had received campaign donations from the Texas Sands PAC in the past year. However, political action committees aligned with Adelson also directed financial support toward candidates opposing these legislators in recent elections. Hirsch suggested that the 2026 elections could serve as a turning point in the debate over gambling expansion. He hinted that the Texas Destination Resort Alliance plans to inform voters about their representatives' positions on this issue, implying that electoral pressure may be used to shift legislative support in the future. Karina Kling, speaking on behalf of the Texas Sports Betting Alliance, echoed similar concerns, pointing to polling data that consistently shows strong public backing for a vote on sports betting legalization. The alliance, which includes professional sports teams, racetracks, and betting companies like FanDuel and DraftKings, remains committed to pushing for legislative action that would allow Texans to decide the matter at the ballot box. Although the Texas House successfully advanced a sports betting proposal in 2023, marking its most significant progress in recent history, the measure ultimately stalled in the Senate. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who controls the Senate's agenda, has repeatedly voiced doubts about the level of support for gambling expansion within the Republican-controlled chamber. with Patrick set to remain in office until at least 2027 and already indicating an interest in running for another term, the primary battleground for gambling legislation remains within the Texas House. Advocates of expanded gambling are focusing on securing incremental victories in the lower chamber, with the hope that a shift in Senate leadership in the future might create more favorable conditions for legalization efforts.